Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. But you've got to wonder. I mean, they just did a poll where it shows that a majority of Americans of all ages and races and economic backgrounds still believe this is the greatest nation on earth, except not true for younger people, millennials and below. They don't think America is such a great nation, and maybe today is a good indication why. The situation falling apart in Afghanistan, I've never seen in my lifetime a situation other than Watergate where an administration was so visibly just shaken, disabled, falling apart. We're going to be talking about that with Senator Ben Sasse, who... coming right up, by the way, Senator Sasse wrote a powerful piece today, just very powerful piece, which we've posted on our website. He says, Sasse to Biden, go and get them. He says, we cannot wait for Americans to find their own way. Go get them. The duty, it's the duty of the commander-in-chief. So how would that work out, and what does it mean, and where does this now crippled administration go from here? And yes, we just ended a standoff with a would-be bomber who calls himself a patriot, and when there are so many people like that who are identified with the idea that this is the greatest nation on earth, which I believe is the truth, when they are as similar... in that point of view to Floyd Ray Roseberry, who's 49, who's from Grover, North Carolina, who basically was following the example of so many would-be terrorists and killers and bad guys of broadcasting, live streaming, the standoff that he had with the Washington police. They had sharpshooters assigned. He had promised that his car was rigged. His pickup truck without the license plates was rigged with explosive devices so that if the sharpshooters fired any shots at him, it would go off automatically. He would blow up two square blocks. None of that appears to have been true. But he did have what looked like a detonator. This is the way that Fox News covered the very latest from the Capitol Hill and from the street just in front of the Library of Congress. This is clip one.
The man surrendered moments ago. That was an update from Capitol Police there in Washington, as the man who claimed to have a bomb in a pickup truck near the U.S. Capitol just surrendered, as you heard moments ago, to law enforcement. It ended an hours-long standoff that we've been watching throughout the afternoon. The man was identified just now as Floyd Ray Roseberry, 49 years old, of North Carolina. Police say he crawled out of the vehicle, was taken into custody just about 3 minutes ago, 2:30 p.m. Eastern time. He had pulled up outside the library earlier in the day, told police he had a bomb in his truck. An officer saw what appeared to be a detonator in his hand, and then they went into negotiations and had that standoff that lasted around 5 hours. He has surrendered.
Yeah, kind of interesting. They said that, you know, that we thought the negotiations had been ongoing for a while, and the chief there saying, well, we didn't really have phone contact with him. He just suddenly decided to give up. There were some certain things, they said, in the bed of the truck that concerned them, a propane tank. He did not know if, in fact, there were explosives in the truck cabin or in the bed of the truck. That is yet to be determined, but he is now in custody.
Okay, he is in custody. He had claimed that he was going to be part of a revolution, part of what he live-streamed from this truck. And by the way, it's very bizarre. He was ranting and raving, apparently interrupted a college student who then notified police who was there on Capitol Hill. And part of what he said in some of his live-streaming, he said, people think it's a joke, but they cleared the block. Well, they not only cleared the block, they cleared people out of the House office building, they cleared people out of the Library of Congress, they cleared people out of harm's way with an abundance of caution. This is the third attack, if you can call it an attack. Certainly he threatened an attack, and he threatened all kinds of consequences. Joe Biden didn't come out and talk to him, and the president did not respond on this, nor should he have responded to this individual. The Roseberry, the individual, said, "People think it's a joke, but they cleared the block. They need to get Joe Biden down here. I'm not hurting nobody, Joe. I'm not pulling the trigger on this thing. I can't. There's no way for me to blow this up. Only you can, by shooting a bullet through my window. You don't want to do it, Joe. I love this land. We got a few options here, Joe. You shoot me, the 2.5 blocks is going with it. You're talking about a revolution. The revolution is on. It's here. It's today." This is part of what he actually sounded like in some of the Facebook live streaming that went on for hours, frankly. And it's riveting to listen to because the individual is obviously insane and dangerous. But this is what he sounded like broadcasting live from his truck, and try to figure out his motivations. Listen.
If you blow my truck up, man, hey, it's on you, Joe. I'm ready to die for a cause. And brother, if you said, if you could do anything to save one life, you said you'd do it. Well, you got a chance. I want to go home Sunday. I want to go home and see my wife. We're living in a free country, Joe. Choice yours. If you want to shoot me and take the chance of blowing up 2.5 city blocks, because that toolbox is full. Ammonium nitrate, it's full.
Ammonium nitrate.
I don't want to die, Joe. I want to go home.
Okay, he wants to go home. He told his wife in North Carolina, who has spoken to authorities, that he was going on a fishing trip. And she said that what motivated him is that he was deeply depressed by the result of the election. He had voted, for the first time in his life, he had voted for President Donald Trump. And he recently had posted on his Facebook page, before it was deleted, all the stuff has been deleted from Facebook, but he wrote on that page before it was deleted that he trashed President Biden and shared a post by Donald Trump Jr. criticizing Biden on Afghanistan, and then wrote about the Mega Million Man March. "The American people will take care of the Taliban after we take care of ours," he wrote a day before the incident, in other words, yesterday. And they point out he did spell Taliban wrong. The sense that the country is falling apart, the sense that we can't even agree on a strategy for dealing with a dread disease, that there are people who have attacked masks and attacked vaccines who are now coming down, many of them, with COVID-19. And it's awful. And no one should get COVID-19. And no one should resist common sense measures or to somehow make it a political issue about whether kids are going to wear masks in school. If there is an increase in safety, if there is less likelihood that some little child is going to get COVID and then spread it to grandma or grandpa, or actually suffer herself or himself, because yes, little kids are suffering, and they are more and more of the patients who are hospitalized. And then the idea that we are all going to be getting booster shots, why is that a terrible thing? I don't understand. I, by the way, I will say it proudly here, I went ahead, consulted a couple of doctors, and I got my booster shot. And I hope we all do. We'll get a booster shot of clarity from one of the best U.S. senators out there. That's Ben Sasse of Nebraska, coming up on the MedVed Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. Here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
MedVed Show. This morning, there was a message from Ben Sasse, the senator from Nebraska, who I greatly admire and strongly support. And he wrote, "Mr. President, wake up and lead. Dishonor is a choice. naively hoping the Taliban gives Americans and our allies safe passage to Kabul's airport is not a plan. It's a hostage situation. Senator Sass, thank you for making time for us. What specifically, at this point, where everything appears to be falling apart, including even a bomb threat that tied up the Capitol building for 5 hours today, what is the most important thing for President Biden to take on right now?
The most important thing, Michael, is that we would make clear to the Taliban and to our troops and to the world that there is no countdown clock on American lives. This politically driven campaign-style messaging about August 31, as if the Taliban drives how long the United States military is there to evacuate our people and our allies, is absurd. And it needs to be 100% crystal clear that we are going to get our people out. And then point 1B, which flows directly from that, is we need to empower our military to push back the perimeter around Karzai International Airport so that the Talibani thugs don't control the pathways to the airport and can't move freely among the mass of humans that are at the wall and the wire of the airport. They're there because we've made them security promises, and we need to keep our word. And that starts with the commander-in-chief being unambiguous about the position of the United States government and the United States military vis-a-vis our people, our close allies that are trying to get into that airport, and vis-a-vis the Taliban.
And then at one point when we discharge those allies, what happens in Afghanistan? And what happens particularly if fighting is renewed between American forces and the Taliban? Would the war continue, or would we be back involved in what has been called the forever war and that people seem to be allergic to? What's likely to occur?
Well, let's first just start with this term. The bumper sticker takeover of American decision-making is a disgrace. And this term, forever war, has been nonsense from the beginning. And so we should do what should have been done long ago for the American people, which is slow down and explain what we're actually doing in Afghanistan. We obviously are not in a forever war in Seoul, South Korea. We're not in a forever war in Japan. We're not in a forever war in Germany. And we have much, much larger numbers of troops in all three of those places, 30, 35,000 and 50,000 across those three geographies. So first of all, the term forever war flows from a bumper sticker myth about what is happening in Afghanistan. It has always been a false choice to say that we have to have zero people in Afghanistan, no troops, no planning, no support of what had been the official government of Afghanistan for the last 19 years. We've got the false choice was you have to have zero or you need 100, 150,000 occupying ground forces. We haven't had 100,000 people in Afghanistan in more than a decade. So the truth of the matter is the Afghan National Security Forces were trained to fight with the support of American air power. And we should have never given away Bagram Air Force Base. This is one of the great military blunders in all of U.S. history. It makes no sense that we gave up Bagram Air Force Base. And cowardly, President Biden vacated that Air Force Base in the middle of the night where co-located forces, where U.S. and Afghani troops had been fighting side by side. The Afghans had no idea that we were bugging out of there in the middle of the night. And so what has happened is that the Biden administration has undermined the confidence of the Afghan security forces about what their own battle plans were because their plans included us in a certain limited way. And so what we need to do, what we needed to have done is continue to gather intelligence, continue to have spotters and special forces on the ground and provide air cover for the Afghan security forces who are the ones actually taking the casualties. We haven't lost an American serviceman or woman in Afghanistan in a year and a half. That's not true of almost any police department in America. And so the first thing is we need to understand what went wrong and how it happened. But for this moment, we need to be sure that we're pushing out the perimeter of the airport. You then raise, Michael, a really important question about what happens if there's a skirmish between Taliban forces at one of these checkpoints and American military forces. This is what the American military planners claimed they had contingency plans for when they naively pulled out of Bagram. So there's a lot there in the intel space that I can't talk about in this context, but obviously I'm incredibly dissatisfied with the fact that we had been told, we, the Senate Intelligence Committee, and this is not just Republicans, it's Republicans and Democrats have been told since April that there were contingency plans that the military had for some eventuality where the Taliban mounted an offensive on Kabul. And obviously those plans were inadequate, but there's still many things we can do, but operational details that I can't discuss here.
Okay, many things that we can do. Is it possible Joe Biden can do them? Yesterday he was speaking with George Stephanopoulos, and he couldn't see how the situation possibly could have been handled better. Do you have any hope? I mean, I know you're a believer, but with God's help, that Joe Biden finds his way to the kind of leadership that we need right now?
Obviously, the president and his team need to back up, and they need to stop viewing this as a PR crisis that they can just outlast a couple of news cycles about. That's obviously what was happening when the president yesterday answered a very real question about how should Americans understand these Afghan allies of ours. Again, these are not random people. The people who were at that airport are people that risked their lives as drivers and interpreters and co-belligerents with us against the common enemy of the Taliban. When people try to stick to the sides of planes or climb onto landing gear or get up in the landing gear well as a suicidal but sort of probabilistically improbable attempt to get out of a country where they know they're likely to be beheaded, and Stephanopoulos asked the president, how should Americans respond to this? And the president says he's indignant because that was 4 or 5 days ago. That is an asinine comment. The images are going to last for 100 years, but the American people are not talking about this as yesterday's, today's, or tomorrow's news cycle. They want to know that the commander-in-chief has a plan. And so the first thing that needs to happen is Prime Minister Ron Klain's shell of protection around President Biden, putting him off in a hiding place at Camp David for days, and now he's repeatedly been unwilling to take any questions from the press when he gets up and tries to change the subject. That team needs to pause and admit to the president that they screwed up, that their plans weren't there, and they need to stop viewing it as a PR crisis, and they need to empower the military to do what the military can do. Right now, we have
Senator Sass, if I may say so, I think there are millions of people in this country who are grateful for your leadership and clarity on this issue. We've posted your longer statement that this is not Saigon. It's worse than Saigon. And your new statement, Sass to Biden, go and get them. People can check it out at michaelmedved.com. Godspeed to Senator Ben Sass of Nebraska. We'll be right back. 1-800-955-1776.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Taliban continues their takeover of Afghanistan, U.S. troops and Afghans are continuing to be taken out of the country. Ohio Congressman Brad Wenstrup joins Fox News and says investigations need to look at what intelligence was available before withdrawing from Afghanistan.
We need to look back and we need to look at who said what. You know, what was our intelligence? What did the military advise the president? What types of things were being done?
President Biden saying he does not regret his decision to bring U.S. troops home from Afghanistan. The Labor Department is reporting the lowest number of initial jobless claims filed since the pandemic began. The federal agency saying 348,000 Americans filed initial jobless claims last week, marking a decline of 29,000 from the previous week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved show, they have found that the suspect who has been apprehended, who was making a bomb threat to blow up 2.5 blocks, including the Capitol building and House office buildings and the Library of Congress, they have not revealed yet whether he did have any explosive devices in his pickup truck. He did have a propane tank. They've reported that already. He also did have a minor criminal background back in the 1980s. He had been charged with a larceny involving some $200 and another minor assault charge. But again, the authorities in North Carolina, he's from the town of Grover, North Carolina, said that Floyd Ray Rosenberry did not have a major or prolific criminal record. He is a registered Republican, though his wife said he voted for the first time for President Trump. That must have been in 2016. I'm sure he voted for President Trump last time as well, but he in fact mentioned President Trump and mentioned the belief in a stolen election and other aspects, as he was promising a revolution when he was spotted by the police and they put tactical forces around him. They did not want a confrontation. They didn't want anyone to be hurt or to die. The one thing to remember, which I think many, many Americans have forgotten, is that there were two prior attacks on the Capitol building, the one on January 6th everyone knows about. There was also one in April which was very serious, led to the death of both the perpetrator who rammed his car into two Capitol policemen, one of whom died, Officer Evans, who perished, and the suspect, whose name was Noah Green, who was 25, was a follower of Louis Farrakhan and Nation of Islam, and had posted his Nation of Islam beliefs and some references to them right before he committed the attack on the Capitol building. That was obviously his motivation. He was shot by officers responding, and he died. The Floyd Ray Roseberry is very much alive, facing charges on various issues. One of the most peculiar things about this entire episode, he at one point took a bunch of dollar bills. I haven't actually counted them from the photographs, but he threw them out the window of his car. I'm not sure what he meant by that, but they did not look like counterfeit dollar bills. They looked like the real thing, but you can't really tell from the photograph or what the reference was there. There's also another new statement from Senator Sass, who has been very busy today. He just issued the following statement as a member of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. He issued the following statement after Joe Biden's disastrous interview was broadcast yesterday on ABC News. Senator Sass said, "Mr. President, wake up and lead. Your denial that Afghanistan will be back under Taliban rule on the upcoming 20th anniversary of 9/11 is bizarre. You're still engaging in evasion, denial of reality, blame shifting, false dichotomies, and delusional happy talk. You seem unable or unwilling to condemn the Taliban for just about anything, but very eager to criticize Afghans who fought with us against a common enemy. Take responsibility and lead. Dishonor is a choice," he said, naively hoping the Taliban gives America and our allies safe passage to Kabul's airport. "It's not a plan, it's a hostage situation. We have better options. Give American troops the power to push back the airport perimeter and create safe American-controlled corridors to the airport. We cannot wait for Americans to find their own way to get them. To find their own way. Go get them." Meaning, go get and rescue the Americans. It's the duty of the commander-in-chief. Gunfire earlier today surrounding the Kabul Air Force. And there's more. Another statement, the very latest statement from Senator Sass. He issued the following statement after Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said that evacuations from Afghanistan would continue, quote, "as long as we possibly can, until the clock runs out or we run out of capability." And Ben Sass said this in response to that statement: "There can be no countdown clock on American lives. There is no clock by which we abandon our fellow citizens to the bloodthirsty Taliban. August 31st was an arbitrary, politically driven deadline. President Biden and Defense Secretary Austin need to correct this immediately, make it absolutely clear that come hell or high water, the United States military will do whatever it takes to get every single American out of Afghanistan. Anything less is a shameful disgrace. No excuses." Does anyone disagree with that? 1-800-955-1776. Anyone think that Joe Biden is handling this effectively? Anyone think that CNN is a Biden-bashing conservative network with an agenda against the Biden administration? No. If anything, CNN leans over to the other side. But CNN reporter Clarissa Ward, who is on the ground in Kabul seeing all this with her own eyes, had this to say. And it's important. Listen, this is clip 3.
Is the panic the lack of clear information. The rumor mill is in overdrive. There's hysteria. You have Taliban fighters with whips, with guns. You have U.S. and U.K. soldiers who are not allowing people in. You have mixed messaging coming through about what kind of paperwork you need and how you can get on a flight and where you can go. I mean, it is just an absolute mess. And we heard President Biden say yesterday in his comments to ABC News that this is not a failure. And I think a lot of people outside that airport, particularly those taking the kinds of extreme actions we're just talking about, would like to know, if this isn't failure, what does failure look like exactly?
It is a great question. If this isn't failure, and shameful failure, and needless failure, and failure for no cause, for no explanation, for no good reason, for no advancing of America's interests, this needs to be corrected. And again, it cannot be corrected by hiding the president anymore at Camp David or sending him out to what I'm sure he assumed would be a friendly interview. It was actually a fine interview. It was an interview where George Stephanopoulos, again, not a conservative, not somebody who hates Democrats. He worked for Democrats. He worked for Bill Clinton. But George Stephanopoulos asked appropriate questions. Was the intelligence wrong? Was this a failure? And if so, what was it a failure of? Wait till you listen, if you haven't heard it already, about how Joe Biden, the President of the United States, tried to answer those questions. Now, this is not going to lead to an end to the Biden administration, but it could easily lead to the end of any hopes for success in the upcoming elections in 2022, or the idea of a second Biden term. I mean, at this point, honestly, are there a lot of people who want more of this? The country is falling apart. The crazed rantings of a would-be bomber, or the idea that he is so desperate, he says out of his love for the country, that he is threatening, he wants to meet with the president, he says, or he's threatening to blow up 2.5 city blocks in the heart of the nation's capital. All of this really raises the question, how is it that the majority of Americans still agree with what I still agree to be the case, that America is the greatest nation on earth? We will get to that debate and to more, including highlights and lowlights, and there are plenty of both, from Biden's extremely... Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Will socialism or free markets decide the future of our state of Washington? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but they cannot do it alone. Join WPC Friday, October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency for their Western Washington annual dinner event and support market-based reforms for our state. The internationally acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and the free market champion John Mackey will deliver the keynote address. In addition to being among the world's most successful business leaders, Mackey launched Conscious Capitalism, a vigorous defense of private enterprise and its power to do good. Mackey warns we cannot surrender future generations to the trickle-up poverty of socialism. Help promote the positive power of markets. Washington Policy Center's annual dinners have become among the nation's biggest events of their kind. Get tickets and information at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
About the general sense of collapse, not now of the Afghan government, but of the Biden government. And it's terrible. You can't look at it just as a political development, because this actually impacts all of America's interests. It impacts the ability of this administration to react effectively to the intensification of the Delta variant. It is now the overwhelming majority of new cases in America of the coronavirus, or this Delta variant, which is far more contagious and far more difficult to head off at a time when the nation is dividing bitterly about even the most minimalist common sense public health measures. What is this about? How does it help the country? And the idea that all of this is going on while our foreign policy is falling apart in Afghanistan, while we are struggling to keep the economy afloat without any clear sense of where we are going, or whether that much-touted infrastructure bill is going to go forward or not. And what about raising the debt limit? I mean, literally, our economy could suffer brutal, brutal blows, and everybody's retirement accounts and IRAs and various 401ks that people have, you know, could all take a tremendous blow if we default, as we never have, and God willing, never will. But none of that is going on right now. I mean, obviously, people in Congress are glad that they weren't there in Capitol Hill today, with the entire area cleared off by this emergency caused by this one lunatic. And all of this coming along with this, I actually was initially amused by it and then went and watched it a second time and horrified. In the San Diego Board of Supervisors, San Diego County. San Diego County is even bigger than the city of San Diego. San Diego is the third largest city in California after Los Angeles and San Jose. San Diego is actually a larger city than San Francisco. It's a big town. And it's a beautiful town. I largely grew up there. I lived there from the time I was six till the time I was a junior in high school. And in fact, the gentleman you're going to hear, who testified before the Board of Supervisors about his opposition to vaccine mandates and to vaccines generally. Now, I have to describe this individual. He's blonde. He's white. He is wearing intense dreadlocks. And he actually gave a declaration that no matter how bad you think things are in the United States, do they really deserve this? The guy's name is Matt Baker. He's from Ocean Beach, which is a neighborhood in San Diego. Again, we lived there for the first months we were out in California. And it's quite a funky and really very scenic beach neighborhood. But the appearance of this guy and certainly the sound of his declaration before the County Board of Supervisors was not particularly charming or impressive. He sounded like this. This is 12.
Open a pit of hell. You do not get a vaccine passport put on us. You know, as the population who's in control, you know that the people are the politicians. Once you get a power, you will never relinquish it. Do you think that the 4 feet of marble that holds you above high in this chamber will help you from the fate of humanity which you are unleashing? No! It won't! Your children and your children's children will be subjugated! They will be asked, how many vaccines have you had? Have you been a good little nothing?
Okay, he goes on, and he goes on at some length, talking about hearing the wind over the bones of your descendants when the he produced quite a response on Twitter. The 250,000 people listen into this. And one of them, who's said to be a Twitter personality named Dustin Stockman, said, "Hell yeah, bro, I feel you." And what's interesting is he continued at that same pitch of hysteria for the entire time allotted to him, and then you hear a bureaucratic voice in the background. "I'm afraid your time is up. We have to move on to the next speaker." And then people were yelling and screaming. And really?
Have you been a good little nothing?
The idea that, and he was much more specific, that requiring people to get vaccinated before they come into, say, for instance, a public elementary school where the children are by and large not vaccinated, to require that, is that really equivalent to Nazi behavior? And that we've come to this, and people who are so incredibly self-righteous on both sides of this issue. It amazes me. One of the responses to Matt Baker, this guy from Ocean Beach in San Diego, says, "When the dirt settles on the graves of the children we're about to sacrifice, let it be known that it was because we let these people decide how we would run our schools." Free dumb is what he said in quoting a tweet. And said, "On so many issues, this country really is beholden to the dumbest people. Vaccines just bring out the loudest," said another. And then another comment, "I don't believe in listening to white people with locks," meaning dreadlocks, "under any circumstances." It was beep, this guy, before he said anything. Okay, all of this raises the question about American greatness. This is who believes America is the greatest nation on earth. This is actually the result of a YouGov poll. It says, in a YouGov poll of more than 11,000 U.S. adults, Americans tend to believe that the U.S. is indeed the greatest nation on earth. They believe that by 50% to 31%. They don't ask the 31%, okay, if we're not the greatest nation on earth, what is? But there are some notable differences, reports this particular reporter on the YouGov poll. There are some notable differences among different generations and racial groups. When it comes to generations, members of the silent generation, born between 1928 and 1945, are by far the most likely to say the United States is the greatest country in the world. 78% say that. They've seen the United States. If they're born in 1928, then that means that they were just under 50 when the United States won World War II. They were also around to see the United States win the Cold War. They experience America's greatness, and certainly in terms of the rise in the standard of living, which has been extraordinary since 1928, yes, they have a perspective. Baby boomers born between 1946 and 64 trail behind. 65% say the U.S. is the greatest generation. Generation X, born between 1965 and 81, also thinks the U.S. is the best. 50% saying yes, 30% say who it is not. Now, you come down to millennials. Those born between 1982 and 1999, they are split. About 2 in 5 say the U.S. is the greatest nation on earth, but roughly the same percentage, 40%, say it is not. Adult members of Generation Z, born in 2000 or later, are even less likely to buy the idea of the U.S. being the greatest nation. Only 28% of those Gen Zers say America is the best nation on the planet, while far more, 43%, hold the opposite view. So what about race? Wouldn't you expect that for black people, Hispanic people, other people who believe that they have been victimized by the United States, you'd have far less likely appreciation of American greatness. Don't be so quick. The results of this poll are truly amazing when you look at the racial breakdowns, which we will continue to do in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.